This is your Friday news roundup from PodTech News. I'm Catherine Giraudeau. Reuters reported yesterday that U.S. digital entertainment company Gracenote obtained licenses to distribute song lyrics on the web. The company said it's working with the North American catalogs of Bertelsmann AG, BMG Music Publishing, Vivendi, Sony, and others. Song lyric search is already big on the web. According to Matt Tatum, manager of media relations for the web metrics firm Hitwise, the search term lyrics was the 10th most searched for term overall across the web for the week ending June 8th. Among the song titles and bands most searched for were Unfaithful, Taking Back Sunday, and Panic at the Disco. We asked Gracenote's Senior VP of Sales and Marketing, Jim Hollingsworth, to tell us about the deal.
What it is, what we're seeing today is that we've achieved licensing, what we're calling critical mass in licensing, and we've now licensed the rights to over 1 million of the most popular lyrics in North America. And what Gracenote will be doing is creating a database of these lyrics, which is a very daunting and complicated task in that this content doesn't just exist in a library somewhere. We actually have to go assemble and put these lyrics together, make sure that they actually match the performance in the recording. And then we combine a technology service and content to be able to deliver these lyrics to any of our customers, again, like Apple iTunes or Yahoo Music Engine. But, you know, we're also working with major consumer electronic companies like Sony and Panasonic, so that when they have music-oriented products, they can now bring lyrics in as additional content, which is something that's very exciting for the consumer.
Now, are consumers going to be paying extra for access to lyrics, or is this going to be a free service in any scenarios on the web?
Well, just to make sure it's perfectly clear, Gracenote is not going to be providing a service directly to the consumer. We're a business-to-business company, so we'll work with each one of our partners. And they'll determine how they're going to bundle lyrics into their existing products and then present it to consumers through their services. So, you know, as an example, if you go buy a high-end home AV receiver from, you know, Sony or Panasonic, this may be a $1,000 product that rips all of your CDs and stores your content and, you know, works over the home network and it connects to your television set. So that you can see the information about the music while it's playing. Probably, you know, they're not going to ask the consumers to pay extra for lyrics in that standpoint. On the other side, some of the download services where you're buying the song for, you know, a pretty low price, they may ask you to pay a little bit more if you want to get the lyrics to come along with it. Another use that's quite important and very exciting in this is that consumers today use lyrics to discover and find out about music. So when you go and you look at the major search portals on the web, the Googles, the Yahoos, the AOLs, the SGs, and you go in and they publish every month what are the most popular search topics, you always see lyrics in that top list, generally in the top 10, a lot of times in the top 5. So consumers have a high demand for, you know, you're driving down the car, you hear the new song on the radio, the DJ doesn't tell you who that artist is or, you know, what the song title is, but you remember the line from the song. So now, with Gracenote service, we'll be able to, you'll be able to go to some of these search portals, be able to go in and say, I want to search lyrics for this line, and then through the Gracenote service, we'll be able to bring you back all of the different songs that have that lyric in it, and then you can find and discover that song and then be able to link through and, you know, either buy it, listen to it, buy the ringtone or whatever you want to do as a consumer.
And a lot of song lyrics have been available without licensing or illegally on the web so far. Do you have any comment on that?
Well, as we looked at and studied the market about why would Gracenote want to do this, you know, we believe it's important that consumers get a good experience and a reasonable experience Plus, we believe in protecting the copyrights of the publishers and the actual songwriters and artists that produce these lyrics. Some of the sites, out there have advertising that's attached to it, so they're gaining a revenue stream. They have pop-ups. Some sites have kind of questionable quality in the content because, being free, they're just grabbing what they can versus what we're doing as a commercial enterprise is, having actual human editors look at the content and make sure that it's accurate and complete and conforms to the actual performance. Also, there's quite a bit of work that needs to be done to target what is the most popular music and to make sure that it's a comprehensive and complete experience for the consumer. So, the publishers who own the rights will be, determining how they want to work and either go out and license or work otherwise with the other people that are out there today. We're just excited that, we've basically put together this big comprehensive first-to-market program, and, we'll be getting some of the first products out later this year.
All right, Jim. Well, thank you very much for being on PodTech News.
Excellent. Thank you.
I've been speaking with Jim Hollingsworth, who's a Senior VP of Sales and Marketing for Gracenote. In other news today, the world's biggest chipmaker, Intel Corporation, said Thursday it's laying off 1,000 managers worldwide. The cuts are widely seen as an effort to cut costs in an increasingly competitive market for personal computers. Also on Thursday, Dell Incorporated said it's cutting rebates and reducing pricing specials. Both companies face stiff competition from rivals like AMD and Hewlett-Packard, which have grabbed market share for chips and PCs. Though investors obviously aren't too happy, analysts say the competition is going to be good for PC buyers. This is PodTech News. Have a great weekend.